I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show today. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're happy to have you join us this lovely Sunday morning. And hopefully you've been tuning in quite a bit. This is like our 62nd show, I think. So we're moving right along and you're learning about I've Decided and what we're all about. And maybe you've even participated in some of our local events happening around the community. But if this is your first time tuning in and you're not real familiar with I've Decided and what it's all about, really, it's about you. It is about you and your goals. What kind of results would you like to see? It's about having the support, the resources, the motivation and inspiration, everything that you need to be successful in achieving your goals, whatever they are. Whether it's going back to school, opening your own business, writing a book, getting out of debt, or living a healthy lifestyle, whatever it is that you would like to achieve, I've Decided is your platform for success and transformation. So if you have not checked us out, please go to our website at ivedecided.org. Take a look around and check out the events that we have going on in our community. In fact, this Thursday night on June 8th, downtown on the riverfront is our My First 5K. We have about 50 first-time runners going to cross that finish line of a 5K for the very first time. They've been training for the last 10 weeks, and it has just been really amazing to see them grow and do something that they've always wanted to do and kind of check running a 5K off their bucket list. But we want to invite you to come down there and celebrate with them. We have a post party that happens at CFQ Center Stage right after the run. So anytime after 6 p.m. on Thursday night down at CFQ Center Stage, come on out. Enjoy some fun. We'll have a DJ. It's open to the public. All are welcome. Cheer on those runners that are going to be running their very first 5K and just enjoy some fun and get out, and hopefully the weather's going to be gorgeous. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that that's what's going to happen, and it's going to be a great time. So we want to encourage you to come down and enjoy a night with us and cheer on those runners. But we do lots of things. We have our motivational conferences. Our next one is on Saturday, August 26th. That's our half-day conference. You can register for that on the website. And just get involved, you know, get involved in our community and organization and get ready to achieve success, whatever it is that you want to do. Well, one of the things that we hear the most of when it comes to I've decided to, you can fill in the blank, but most people would love to live a healthy lifestyle. That is truly the most popular answer that we get all the time. What is your goal? I've decided I want to live healthy. I want to do something to take control of my health. And with I've Decided, we have really a lot of resources that can help you be successful in living a healthy lifestyle. You can check them out at the resource page. But one of our resources, of course, is Curbs. Many of you know that I'm the Curbs owner here in Peoria as well. And it is a great resource for women to lose weight, to take control of their health, and just to be a part of a wonderful community of women supporting each other and lifting each other up. So my guest today is my manager, Melissa Malbach. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Kim.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, so well, Melissa is now the manager of My Curbs here in Peoria, but you are going to hear her story. And it started, what, Melissa, you said about 6 years ago?
Yeah, a little over 6 years ago.
And at that time, you didn't work for me at Curbs. You just, we knew each other from church and school.
Yes.
Our kids go to school together. We go to the same church, and you've heard and you saw me and heard me talking about Curbs, right? And
you
bugging you to come give us a try. So why don't you just help us, the listeners?
Kept telling you, no, I don't have time. I have three kids. You don't understand. I don't have time.
And you that whole time thing.
I know, the whole time thing. Yes, you do have time. Yes, you do have time. It's only 30 minutes. And so I thought, what the hey, I'll give it a whirl. But I didn't think that for about a year because it just took me to get to my breaking point. And everyone has their own. Yeah, I want it, but I didn't want it bad enough.
Right.
You know, my weight had creeped up to 197 pounds and I'm only 5'3". And it was not baby weight. So I want to make sure I always tell people that because that's different. So I hit my breaking point. I can still vividly remember that day. I mean, so vividly in my mind. And then I started at Curves and I lost 40 pounds in my first year and then just gradually the little bit. And then I gained a little bit back because we moved and I didn't come to Curves for a little while. But anyways, altogether I am down 60 pounds and I've been able to keep it off for almost 4 years now.
And that's the key.
Yes.
Keeping it off.
Yes.
We both tell people all the time, losing weight is one thing. But if you lose and gain and lose and gain and you don't keep it off, that's the problem with the fad diets, not really changing the behaviors.
And believe you me, I have tried every fad diet there is. I've tried, you know, stood at the counter at Walmart or Target or wherever and looked at all those, lose weight, take this, lose weight, take that. Been there, done that.
Oh, no. Like, there's so much out there.
But you have to, you know, find your breaking point. And diet and exercise is what it comes down to. That's what it boils down to. And Curves taught me how to do it. And how to do it to the point where I can do it in different phases of my life. Like I can cook if I want to. If I have the time to, I can dice and chop and do all that. Or if I'm running through, you know, the drive-thru with my kids, it helps me to even be able to decide what I can have there. Or a freezer meal. Like it teaches you everything.
You're talking about the Curves Complete Meal Planning Program that we have. And you did. You utilized that tool to lose the weight.
I still use it because weight loss is nonstop. I mean, it's always, I shouldn't say weight loss is nonstop. Living a healthy lifestyle is nonstop.
That's right.
But it just becomes easier. It just becomes a part of your life, your lifestyle. So in the beginning, it's hard because you're trying to learn how to do it. You know, you think that, well, I had the double cheeseburger, but I had a Diet Coke, so I balanced myself out. No, it doesn't quite work that way. You know, there's a lot more to it. And I used to only eat maybe two or three times a day, and now I eat six times a day. And people say to me all the time, oh, yeah, you eat like a bird, like six small portions. I was like, oh, my goodness, no. Like, the goal of mine is to see how full I can get my plate for the least amount of calories. Like, I like to eat.
Right.
You know, and I'm not afraid to say I don't like to eat. So that is like the biggest thing that the Curves meal plan aspect has taught me.
Our motto is eat
to lose.
To lose. That's right. So we hear, and you and I both see this, and I know you see this a lot when you're coaching the ladies and they come in and we do their consultation. Most ladies aren't eating enough.
No, most ladies are really eating 1,200 calories or under. And their body is in a starvation mode, and that's why they're not losing weight, because it won't release.
That's the thermic effect of food, which we teach that at Curves. The thermic effect of food is something that is very important when it comes to maintaining a healthy weight and understanding that. And so another, we were talking about this in the live video that we were just doing before recording the show, Melissa, and that is most people think that, oh, it's summer, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to lose the extra weight. And really, summer is the hardest to lose weight.
Yes, because our schedules are just way out of whack. When, you know, the kids are in school, we have so much more of a routine, but summer just throws a loophole. And even if you don't have kids, summer still throws a loophole in. Because we get together with friends and we have cookouts.
Barbecues, backyard barbecues,
potato salad, yes. And the buns on the burger, or I'm going to have the potato salad, but not the bun, but then I'm going to have four beers too. It just doesn't work out that way. So we're going to teach you how to still go to a cookout and still have a beer or a glass of wine or whatever you want to do, you know, and still be able to go to those cookouts and maintain a healthy lifestyle.
And monitor your calorie intake.
Yes.
And having that coach.
Yes.
I mean, don't you think that because we provide the coaches to help you and hold you accountable,
yes,
that makes a huge difference?
It makes a huge difference. We have two kinds of coaching. So we should talk about that a little bit because we have monthly coaching, which is led by you, you know, which is great, awesome. Every week is a new topic. But then we have individual coaching because what my issue is might not be your issue. And so we have time to sit down and talk about that and how to work through that. And maybe something, however you grew up to eat all your life, was not how I grew up to eat. So it's changing those eating habits. So that one-on-one individual personal coaching, that is something that we offer that nobody else does. And it's pretty awesome to be able to do.
It is. And it's so affordable, really, for what they get. They get that 20, 30 minutes every week with a coach.
Oh, my goodness.
Initially,
yes.
To learn the meal planning program that we provide for them, and that accountability. And I love how you said it, because everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really, especially initially, we really try to encourage them, if they need to lose weight, to have that personal one-on-one coaching for at least 3 months.
At least 3 months, yes. Most of them do it for about 6. And then we break down to the individual once a month coaching, just to keep in touch with them. We weigh and measure them every month, and then we just sit down and chat about how their month has been going. You know, and then we're just always there. There's always a coach on our circuit. So while we're working out, we're saying, hey, I didn't do so well this weekend. And, well, how can we fix that? How can we bounce back? And we're popping around to all the different ladies and talking about that. And before you know it, your 30-minute workout is done quickly.
And we have, different types of workouts on the circuit. There's classes, right? So talk about some of those classes.
You bet. So our circuit is designed to work upper body, lower body. All of your muscles are worked. It's all planned out. You don't have to put the brain work in. You just have to do the work. But in between, curves is kind of what you make of it. So some of our ladies like to just step and get their steps in between their stations, their strength training stations. But we have kickboxing sometimes roll in. Or we have like a cardio jam, like a high intensity cardio, where we're doing squats and lunges and all different kinds of stuff. We have a yoga chisel class, which is really fun. An arms class, you know, we have so
and
many.
Core. There's core, just so many different ones.
You name it. And then we have Zumba. What, 4 days a week?
We have a certified Zumba instructor come in and teach Zumba, and it's a blast. The
and
ladies
it's included
love
in
it.
Your membership.
All included in your membership.
Yes.
And we have a few different package memberships, you know. So if someone just wants to do fitness, and maybe they already are eating healthy and they know what to do in that aspect, and they don't need to lose weight, and they just want to do the exercise, they certainly can do that.
Yes, which is great, because we are a women's only gym too inside of our weight loss and healthy living facility. So that's nice for the ladies that want that. They can have just that if that's what they want.
But most, wouldn't you say probably 80% of the ladies that come in our facility, they're looking to lose some weight and
Definitely.
Learn how to eat well.
Definitely.
And truly, we want to get this out, because we are the only facility for women who has everything under one roof. There is nobody else out there doing what Curves does. Wouldn't you agree? Not here in our area. To have a personal coach, the weight loss program that has been supported by Cleveland Clinic. They've done all the research on our program. We're really the only weight loss program out there that has the support of a facility like Cleveland Clinic.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
And then, of course, the exercise coaching and meal planning all under one roof for a low price. And we work hard to try to spread that news, because it works. Obviously,
we want to shout it from the rooftops.
I know. We're very passionate about it. But that's because we know it works.
It's a fully supported program. It's not just like you sign your membership and then, hey, have fun. Good luck with that. You know, we're going to guide you through. We are going to help you through. We're not just going to sign you up and then just leave you hanging and let you have to do all the work. We're going to be there to guide you through all the way.
And I should say that we walk the walk. We, you know, as coaches, we've been down the path before. I weigh 211 pounds. I've maintained 145 pounds now for a good 8 or 9 years. You've lost 60?
Yeah, I've lost 60 pounds myself, and I've been able to maintain that for a little over 4 years. And we still have to go through it. You know,
it's an everyday battle.
It is, but it just gets easier, but we always still have to do it. I can't go back to eating the way that I was and drinking, you know, Diet Cokes all the time. Like, I you have to.
It's a lifestyle.
And I wouldn't feel right either talking with the girls and saying, this is what we should do, this is what you need to do, and then I'm going around and I'm not doing the same thing myself. That wouldn't be right. You know, our coaches, almost all of them have lost weight. I mean, of some kind.
Absolutely. And then, like, even Kathy, our morning coach, who's actually been there for 15 years, and so she is well-trained, and she's always been healthy. She's been healthy, active, and fit all of her life. But we always like to play the game, guess Kathy's age. You would never, ever know. We won't tell. She'll kill us.
No.
But you can just tell that she has always taken good care of herself and been fit.
Yes.
But then, like, you and I, we were saying, have lost the weight. And Juanita, we love Juanita.
She's awesome.
Juanita is one of our newer coaches. And she started as a member 3 years ago, right?
Yes.
And she's lost, how much has she lost, Melissa?
Over 30. I do know that. I think she's upwards of the 40 mark. She actually, since she's been employed by us, she's lost 5 pounds of pure fat. I do know that.
This lady is 67 years old. She won't mind us telling.
No.
She's very proud of that. She is 67 years old. She's running her first 5K.
She did run it.
She did the Susan G. Coleman.
In 10 minutes under her normal time that she had been practicing in.
That's amazing.
Yes.
She can hold a 4-minute plank.
Yep.
She's lost this weight. Her energy, she is just something else. We are so excited to have her on staff. So you can come meet Juanita.
And then our new staff member, Christy, who just lost 30 pounds.
Yes. And she is learning how to, I just love her. She's one of, you know, she reminds me of me because it's just been that struggle. We've always struggled with being overweight. It's just been that constant battle, mm-hmm. you know. And finally, like you said, Melissa, you just get to that point to where you say, this is it. You know, no more. I'm not going to do it. She's tried everything just like I had.
Oh, yeah.
Tried everything. And she's been fully committed to Curbs now for a couple of years and well on her way to achieving her goal weight.
She looks awesome.
She looks awesome. Her son just got married. And so that's been big motivation.
So when
she's running her first 5K. Yes.
4 kids, planning a wedding, all that stuff. She still made time to work out and train for a 5K.
And lose weight.
It's doable.
And she's training for the 5K yes. too. Oh my gosh, that's right. I forgot about that. We call ourselves a Curve Sisterhood.
Yes.
And we're really proud of it. You know, I mean, we are. We are a sisterhood. And the thing about that sisterhood is all are welcome, right? Mm-hmm. When you walk into Curves, I promise you will instantly be greeted by not only the staff, the coaches there, but the other members.
They're so sweet.
We have a private Curve Sisterhood Facebook group page, and it's just for our members. You have to be a member to be a part of this group. And every day I have tears brought to my eyes, Melissa. Do you? I mean, it's just seeing them support each other and sharing their stories and their struggles and encouraging each other.
Yeah, sometimes if someone's just having a bad day, or they had a great day. Either way, they'll just post something on there. And then the comments that come flooding in to lift them up if they were having a bad day or to cheer them on, you know, for whatever it was they did great. It's just really cool to see the amount of support that we have there. And they're not even in Curves. I mean, in the building, it's crazy awesome too, you know, with the just the
energy
level is just through the roof.
You can feel it. You know, walk in at any point, you can feel it. Well, I am excited too because we're starting our 12-week summer series.
Yeah.
And this is really our second week. The options are for group coaching that I'm teaching on Monday from 11:45 to 12:30 or Tuesdays from 5:45 p.m. to 6:30 every week. And this week is just our second week on this summer series. So it is not too late to get joined in on that. In fact, I want to encourage you to come in and give it a whirl and do this 12-week summer series. It's a great way to kind of, you know, get your feet wet and learn the program. And especially if you need to lose weight, you could lose 15 pounds. You could lose up to 15 pounds, I should say, in 3 months. Some people will do more, some a little less, depending on how much. But you will learn how to live healthy. You will learn what it means to eat well. And that's the key. You know, you have to understand how your body works if you're really going to do this long term.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good chance to get your feet wet, like you said, because anyone can do anything for 12 weeks.
Absolutely. And it's a great way. You can come in if you want to add on that weekly one-on-one coaching. You can do that as well. You can do the group coaching with me. It's awesome. Just give us a call at area code 309-685-4100. Call us. And you guys will take them through a free consultation, Melissa?
Free consultation and a fitness assessment. So we'll weigh and we'll measure just so we can set some goals.
Right.
Because we want to see where you're at and where you want to be. And not only do I like to set big goals, but I like to set small goals because I think that's important. Sometimes when we set a big goal, like I want to lose 100 pounds, well, that just seems so far away. But setting small goals, I always like to tell the girls, okay, where do you want to see yourself in 1 month? And then where would you like to see yourself in 3 months? And then we'll go from there. But I want a big goal, of course, because I do want to know what they ultimately would like to achieve. But then setting those small goals make that big goal seem so much more doable.
Yeah. And I just love your passion. I think that passion, Melissa, comes because you've been on the other side of the, you
yes.
know, the fence, right? You
oh,
know
yeah.
what it's like to have to lose the weight.
Yeah.
And I know that's what makes me so passionate. I know what it's like to have to lose the weight. And so we know they can do it, right?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Anyone can do it. Even people with like back trouble or knee trouble or shoulder, you know, shoulder trouble. We have ways to modify our workout so that way you're still burning calories. You're still, you know, doing great strength training. So we do have ways to modify that. But food's 80%.
Absolutely.
Workout is 20%. Workout's important. So don't make that 20% feel like it's not important. It still is. It's a piece of the puzzle. But food is 80%. So having a supportive facility that has, you know, the meal planning and the coaching and all that, and the fitness all in one, it just makes it so much more easy.
And that's what we want to get out. We want to get that word out that we are an all-in-one facility. We're not just a gym. Yes, we have the benefit of a gym,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately, we want to coach you in living a healthy lifestyle. We have coaches that have lost the weight themselves doing our meal planning program. It's real food.
Yes.
Right? Real food.
Real food. And but curves is what you make of it, too. Like I said, it's real food or it's heat and eat if you want to.
It depends. And some people with their lifestyle, for whatever reason, maybe they travel a lot.
Yes.
And they have to eat out a lot. So
we're going to teach you how to do that, too.
Yep.
And do it healthy.
And that's so awesome. Okay. Well, if you are just tuning in, you are tuning in to I've Decided Radio. And you are listening to my guest, Melissa Malbach, who is the manager of Curves in Peoria. And we are just talking about living a healthy lifestyle. I love the radio show. It's an opportunity for us that I've decided to share and educate, inform, and really bring on our resources. I've decided we have over 50 businesses who are a part of our organization that provide resources to you to help you be successful in your goals and what you'd like to do. And of course, as we were saying, one of the most popular goals that people have is to live a healthy lifestyle. And Curves is one of the resources. We have a lot of resources, but Curves is one of the resources that can help you live a healthy lifestyle. And I just really wanted to bring Melissa on today to share her story. She's a coach at Curves. How long have you been working at Curves now, Melissa?
Oh my goodness. I worked part-time for 2 years. And I've been full-time since August.
For 3 years.
Yeah.
And you were a member for 3 years prior to that.
Yes.
That's what I love. Most
yeah.
of the coaches were members
yep.
before they actually started working at Curves.
Oh, you bet. Because then I feel like you've walked the walk. You're still walking it. You know what you're doing. And we've been there, done that. And we're still going through it. So we're not just preaching it.
You're not just preaching it, which I think is so important that you go through it with them and that passion just comes through. So we really want to invite you to join us. We were saying that summertime seems like a easy time. Everyone's like, oh, it's summer. It's going to be easy to get the weight off. You start to think, you know, you're going to be more active, but you may be more active, but then you eat more calories,
yeah.
right? With the barbecue. And I always say you absolutely cannot out-exercise a bad diet. And you've learned that firsthand,
and
right,
and you can't even out-exercise a good diet. Like, I could eat healthy all day, you know, and I could just consume too much.
Too many calories.
Too many calories.
So what you're saying is you can't burn off the calories. And that happens too. We have ladies that come in and they go, I'm eating healthy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm not losing the weight. And it's because they're consuming more calories. That's energy, right?
Portion distortion is huge.
Portion distortion. I like that. I've not heard you say that before. Where did you get that term from? Portion distortion.
Oh, I have no clue, but I use it a lot in my coaching sessions. You know, it's like, what do you think 4 ounces looks like? What does 4 ounces really look like? And there's all different kinds of great tools. If you don't have the equipment to weigh and measure things, you can, you know, utilize like a mouse pad, you know, or not a mouse pad, but like the mouse itself from a computer, that's 2 ounces.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. You know, the palm
of our
hand
is like 4 ounces. Yeah.
But we're talking the palm of your hand in depth too. Like, you got to be careful that you don't go, you don't have something that's 2 inches thick, but yet the palm.
Well, think about like an 8 ounce filet.
Exactly.
Right? So it's the size of the palm of your hand,
but it's way thicker.
Way thicker. So it's really 8 ounces, not 4 ounces.
Yes.
So yeah, there's all kinds of ways to do that. That's awesome. All right. Well, I want to talk about this one last thing because I hear this so much. And so many women think that curves is just for old ladies. And you know, we have a lot of senior citizen ladies. We do, because they love it there. They've been coming for 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, when they started, were, you know, in their 40s.
Some of them can kick my butt in a workout, let
me
tell you.
And we were just talking about Juanita, who's 67
or
and
Mary.
Can hold a 4-minute plank. And I'm like, let's see how long of a plank we can hold, right? But the truth of the matter is, curves is a safe environment for ladies, no matter what the age. But we are, one of our members actually said we should start a whole marketing strategy called We Are Not Your Mother's Curves. This is not your mother's gym or something like that. Remember?
Exactly.
She was like, nobody knows that we are a facility, especially for women with weight loss, meal planning, coaching, and exercise all under one roof.
Yes. And it's fast. You know, I mean, people get off work if somebody works at 5 o'clock and then they have to go to a gym for 2 hours. Well, enjoy yourself, but I'm going to go to Curves and work out for 30 minutes.
And burn just as many calories.
And burn just as many calories. And I'm going to do strength training and cardio all in one because I've got a softball game to get to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to go to a gym and work out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that is one of the biggest things that I love is that it's all planned out. I don't have to decide if I'm going to work my arms today or my legs today or do my core today. I'm going to work it all. I'm going to cardio strength training and work every muscle all in 30 minutes and I'm going to be out the door. So,
and let's be clear, the way that we know how many calories we're burning is our curves smart
tag. Yes, it's awesome. It's kind of a love-hate relationship you built with that little tag because it's a personal trainer and you put it in the machine and it encourages you and it forces you to kind of like push yourself because you want to keep it green. But it's nice because otherwise you can get out there and get chatty and
not work as hard.
So it pushes you. It is a personal trainer. We do have our coaches out there who are, you know, trainers too, and they're helping you, but that's just like a little extra.
Well, because of the Curve Smart Tag, it's a computer chip, so it remembers every workout. It forces you to go a little faster, but the best part of it, I think, is the feedback and the results that you get after each workout.
It tells me what muscle group I could have done better on, which one, you know, I did awesome at or exceeded on. And then it constantly builds you up. Like, you can't max out our machines.
Right, because they're hydraulic.
They're hydraulic based.
The faster you go, the more resistance.
Yes, exactly. The harder you fight them, the harder they'll fight you back. But you also don't have to worry about how much weight you're going to put on that machine. It's going to constantly increase you. It's going to constantly challenge you. And then it knows a day to back you down, kind of a semi-rest day. And then it builds you back up again. It gives you a new target level. And you've got to meet that target level if you want all green on your like little report card.
They like the green. And if they get all green, they get to ring the bell. And they love that.
Yes. But, I mean, our ladies, it just depends on the person and how hard they're working out. But I'd say our average calorie burn is at least 200, upwards of 700 in 30 minutes. And I do run a little bit. And I can maybe burn 300 calories for running for 30 minutes. So I can go to Curves and knock out about 450 and strength train for 30 minutes.
And get your strength training.
Yes.
And we know that lean muscle mass is metabolically active. And we teach the ladies all about that too. So if you've been tuning in or you're just now tuning in, we are talking to Melissa Malbach. She is the manager at Curves here in Peoria. And we're just talking about living a healthy lifestyle and why Curves is a great resource to help you with that, if you would need to lose weight or just learn how to eat healthy and get in shape, I want to encourage you to give Melissa a call at 685, or I should say area code 309-685-4100. Or you can just stop in.
You bet.
They're located over on Sterling Avenue in Peoria, 3709 North Sterling Avenue is the address. So stop by, give them a call. Get started on our 12-week summer series. So instead of fighting against that battle of the summer barbecues and all that extra food, learn what you can do to still enjoy summer and actually lose up to 15 pounds in only 12 weeks. It's not too late to get started. This is just our second week, starting tomorrow, Monday. 11:45, I'll be teaching a group coaching class at 11:45 to 12:30. And then again on Tuesday, 5:45 to 6:30. But whatever you need, Curves is an awesome resource and a part of I've Decided. And that's what we're doing with I've Decided. Our organization is designed to motivate, encourage, and provide a platform for you for success and transformation, no matter what your goals are, whatever it is that you want to do. So be sure to check out our website at ivedecided.org. Click on resources. You'll see all the businesses who are a part of I've Decided, those community-wide difference makers that really care about you and your success. And I would love to see you Thursday night down on the riverfront at our My First 5K and our post party. It's going to be a fun night. And you can always email me at kim@ivedecided.org. Would love to hear from you. All right, Melissa, our 30 minutes is up. Can you believe
it? Wow, that was fast.
it goes so fast. It's crazy. So thanks again for tuning in to I've Decided Radio today. We're with you every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. So I will look forward to being with you again next week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?